League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Pretty good point here. How is Schlafnick going to tell a kid, oh no, you should stay. You shouldn't leave. No. When the portal opens, you need to stay here. How is Schlafnick? I mean, you know, listen, going to Texas is fine. Oh, doing all... That is fine. Go and listen, there's a lot more money involved in this. Texas is a great program, one of the best programs in the country, all of those things. But why did you do that to that kid in that press conference? It makes no sense at all.
You mean go after the question is what you're talking
about. Go after
about.
The question.
Yeah, so people know what you're talking about. Is he a kid?
He's 20-something, yeah.
How do you know?
I guess I'm just assuming.
Why does it not look like you can turn your neck this way?
My neck is killing me.
You keep doing this.
My neck is killing me.
Oh, John is turning like a Frankenstein.
And I
got to
play
I'm
golf
like,
today.
Obviously, you got a neck injury. I don't know. I don't know how old the guy is, but well, because he was defensive because the question came out and he probably wasn't
Lucci
expecting it.
Lucci sent him to Omaha. He's okay. He's a kid. He's okay. You got to go. Go to Omaha and sit there
people
for a week.
People love going there.
Well, I know.
Baseball
I know.
Fans
work
do.
There for the week, though. You know.
I'm sure he loved doing it. I just know this.
It's a great experience for you.
I just know this.
He sounded like a kid, right? I mean, he sounded like a
quit
kid.
Quit turning to the right. This is freaking me out. You look mid-20s. Like you're a. You look like you're some kind of monster.
Why? Because I turn like this.
Yes.
I got a neck.
Move
crick.
Your neck. Go to that lady at the on
I've
West because she's good.
Yeah,
give you elbow strikes. Get that thing broken down. No, I just think that he didn't expect the question, and he got very defensive. You know, now that we know what all happened, we can look at it differently. He got very defensive, not because he's mad at the question and wants to stay at A&M, which was completely reasonable at the time. But now that it all happened, you realize. He got caught. No. He didn't think he was going to have to address this. He didn't know. Obviously, if he could do it over again, he probably would have answered differently.
And you know the question's coming.
From an Aggie?
You know. What?
You don't think it's coming from an Aggie?
Oh, yeah, you do.
And why do you think the question's coming after the College World Series?
Well, because.
After you win or lose.
Okay, why did they announce David Pierce?
He probably
that
should have.
Day, why did they announce that David Pierce was fired that day?
Yeah, you're right. At the time, I remember people were saying you're just trying to distract from the Aggies playing for a college football. You're trying to bring attention away from the Aggies playing in a College World Series. That was what they said at the time. What people on at least on Twitter were saying. They thought that was a move to distract. What difference does it make if you do it then or afterwards? Who cares if you? I mean, I guess it's officially open, but. Del Conte's timing of doing it then, you know, certainly can be questioned. Maybe he should have had an answer for it, but I don't know that I don't know that he could have. Like, it's like when Daryl Morey. All I can think of was Daryl Morey tried to laugh off somebody saying Chris Paul was going to be traded. I think it was Chris Haynes said Chris Paul the Rockets are looking to trade. What? No, we're never trading Chris Paul. Chris Paul will be a Rocket. He's never going anywhere. And like 2 days or a day later, he was gone. Why do you answer? Why do you give definitive answers? Schlossnagel really should not have given a definitive answer, although if he doesn't, in the short term, he looks really bad. I won't answer that question. I'm not answering that question. Why won't he? And it creates a lot of stuff. But if you already know you're gone,
yeah.
You might as well do that because it's better than looking like an a-hole and lying.
He can't look worse. Can't look worse. A player looks at him and goes, "Coach, you just lied to everybody."
But to your point about, look, if you're not a good player, you can portal out anyway. He doesn't care. And if you are a good player, he doesn't have to tell you anything. It's just going to be a check.
That's all right.
So it isn't going to matter what a coach tells you.
Are you going to criticize me, coach, for going for a check? Is that what you're going to do?
No, of all people? No, he's going to say, if you want to keep him.
I thought your lifetime job. How did you leave your lifetime job like 6 hours later?
If you're not a good player, you can go anyway. If you are a good player, you'll get a higher check. That's all it is. A Lambo.
You're certainly focused on the Aggies quite a bit. And, you know, it's been a bad beat for them. This isn't going to make you feel great. It's just from one reporter. But it is Brian Windhorst, and it's regarding the Rockets and a potential move for Kevin Durant. One thing I want to point out, watch what the Rockets do tonight with the number 3 pick. This is one of the most important moments of the draft, and in many cases, this is where the draft kind of starts. If the Rockets take Donovan Clingan out of UConn, another center, which is an option for them,
trade him.
And now have a bunch of centers on the roster, that would potentially enable them to make Şengün, their very talented young Turkish center, available in a trade with the Suns for Durant. Told you it wouldn't make you feel good.
Şengün for Durant?
If that happens, I retire.
Well,
I'm not joking. If Rafael Stone does this, we're done. Me and him are done.
You're retiring from the show or him?
If you trade a 21-year-old...
from covering the Rockets.
I'm retiring from the Rockets. If you move a 21-year-old multifaceted player for an aging player who has an ACL injury in his background and continues to be
Achilles.
Injured. If you do something this stupid, we are finished. We're not doing this. This is not happening. Brian Windhorst to shut his face up.
Well, you better hope they don't take Klingon, and then you'll get nervous.
No, I won't be nervous. If you're that dumb, then you deserve to get what happens to you. I'll say it right now. Go ahead and stamp this. Save it. Whatever you want to do. If you move Alperen Şengün for Kevin Durant, you will get what you deserve, and it won't be good.
Would you move him for Devin Booker?
No.
Financially,
I'm not moving him.
If the Rockets don't believe that Şengün is an A1 player, they may not want to pay him A1 money. You go draft his replacement and trade for a star.
Klingon is his replacement?
He would be the next center.
Dude, Klingon can't play like him.
And you gave them a really good player, and you got their draft picks in the future. What?
If they are
what kind of
that
logic
would be the
is
dumbest.
This?
You and you Brian Windhorst
really
are so
good,
stupid,
if you
now.
Give it's them not my
you and Windhorst came up with this cockamamie idea, and John exposed you for the fraud you are.
He came up with it on Get Up. He is suggesting that the Rockets...
This is why he's not on First Take, the true show of the
people.
And
he also mentioned there are connections between Kevin Durant and Houston, so if Kevin Durant may find this place appealing. So he is suggesting
not without Şengün.
he may is appealing. Who knows? What does Kevin Durant care that much about Şengün for? I'm just telling you what the man said. This is not my thoughts. This is what he is saying. Look out for the Klingon draft.
I tell you, if the Rockets don't value Şengün the way they should, they don't deserve him.
They may not want to pay him what he's going to ask for.
Wait a minute.
Okay, then so they're going to pay Jalen?
No, they're going to reset the clock on paying those guys.
Move Jalen for Booker then, and then you become the Suns. And you have a bunch of guys over 30, and now you're the Suns.
Well, Booker's not over 30.
See, you're not thinking.
They only have one guy
over 30. He'll be 31 by the time you can trade for him, because we were told you can't deal for him for 2 years. So.
Well, he's 27.
What is the plan? Are we going to just get old? I mean, come on now.
We can
move Jalen. I don't care about that.
Okay,
but you're not moving Şengün.
I don't know if it's
I stand with Turkey. I'm just going to let it.
A rumor, but we know the coach wants to fast forward this thing.
Bro, that's fine.
And maybe but
you don't fast forward it by taking out a unique talent.
Maybe the Rockets don't want to pay Şengün what they're going to have to pay him. Maybe. And that's a way to get around it and have a center replacing him.
Great.
God, it would just be so dumb. You're subtracting points.
Let's just not win.
I mean,
for
Kevin,
you know what? Just
for the burner,
get rid of everybody.
The guy with burner accounts, who weighs 140, who's got multiple injuries. This is the thought. I'm not going to put. You're doing this to piss me off.
No, I'm not. He said it. You mean the guy who averaged over 27, shooting over 50?
Brian Windhorst is the lapdog. He's the hot tool for LeBron.
I know Kevin Durant.
We're not doing this.
Who's running this organization? Dream Shake?
I know Kevin Durant.
Dream Shake from Twitter or Brian Windhorst.
I know Kevin Durant is old, but his last season, over 27 points per game, over 52% from the floor, over 40% from three.
That's great. So I wouldn't mind him with the Rockets, but not for Şengün. You're adding him in.
Trading for a superstar hurts.
Well, if I'm the Suns, I'd do it in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think twice about that. Are you kidding me?
Trading for a star is supposed to hurt.
No. Okay, well, you know, everyone tells me you need a superstar, so there we go, Keith. You got your superstar.
It's supposed to hurt Phoenix.
No, it's supposed to hurt the team.
No, it's supposed to hurt Phoenix. They're trading for a star.
That's the point. Get a guy who's 21.
You get a superstar, it hurts.
He's just being an a-hole.
The last time he was on the floor, the team was 29-35. He's not a superstar.
He's being an a-hole.
Yeah, because no good players ever play for bad teams.
If he's a superstar, he's dragging a team.
Sign Kevin Durant.
When was he ever on a bad team?
Oh, last year.
Brooklyn?
They made the No, they weren't bad when he was healthy.
Suns sucked last year. They're a play-in team.
No, they weren't.
Basically.
But they weren't a play-in team. Made that up.
They were sixth.
That's not a play-in team.
Yeah, but it's on the verge.
But it's not a play-in team.
Were a huge disappointment.
Brian Windhorst. I don't want to even.
You know what scares me? Well, you know what scares me is that the Rockets really haven't valued him as much in the past.
No, they haven't.
Şengün. Yeah. This is what, in my subconscious, gets worried that the Rockets may not. I'm making sure nothing stupid has happened here on the TV. I'm really worried that the Rockets are, don't value Şengün. And I just think that's such a mistake when you see that. Players who have good bigs, who are multifaceted, like Jokic, like Embiid, those guys who can score and assist or score and rebound. Oh, he's not the greatest rebounder. He's not the greatest defender. But he's a rare talent. There's not a lot of guys like that. There's a lot of scorers. There's a lot of wing scorers.
There's not a lot of Kevin Durant.
There's a lot of guys that can dunk. There's not a lot of Kevin Durant.
But you're not going to have Kevin Durant for a lot of time.
He's 35. He's old.
Well, if they don't think Şengün is what you think he is.
Why are they? Are they in a panic? Like, we got to do something now. Please, now.
They want to win.
This is what Bill O'Brien did when he traded away two firsts for a left tackle.
We got a break.
You just ruined the whole day. You do this with such glee.
You're really about to have a bad day now.
I know you are. I know you are.
I am now. I am going to have a bad day. And you made a conscious decision
to give
to say
news?
This terrible, stupid thing.
We got a break, and I got to talk about.
Rustin cannot be.
Remember when the Rockets won championships? You know who did the T-shirts? Bull shirts. That's right. That was a while ago now, but they've been around for a while. They've been around for 40 years. Bull Shirts is the place to go. If you need screen silk, if you need embroidery, if you need whatever it is that you need, any kind of promotional item for your business or T-shirt for your championship. They did it with the Rockets. They've done it with the Astros. They just work with everybody. They're like the preeminent screen silk in the city of Houston. No matter what your shirt is, no matter how many colors, no matter how difficult your logo, they've got the technology that is second to none, and they will put it out. Nobody can do as many and as much as they can at the price that they can do it at, because they've got all of the latest technology that is going to make you and your buying experience that great. One-stop shopping. You got your T-shirts there. You got your hats there. You got your backpacks there. You got everything that you could want there. Trophies. Anything that you're looking for a promotional item or celebration item, you got it at bull-shirts.com. Tell them that you heard it right here. They're great guys. You'll love doing business with them. You need some promotional business for your business. bull-shirts.com.
They made this trade specifically to attempt to make a deal with the Suns, and they did it to make a deal with the Suns now. Now, to my knowledge, Kevin Durant has not asked for a trade. However, there are definite connections between Kevin Durant and the Houston Rockets.
I believe that. I mean, Durant's you know, I mean, Durant asked for trades all over. He's literally never satisfied. Kevin Durant, let's count it out. Oklahoma City, Golden State, Brooklyn, Phoenix, and he's looking for team five.
Well, he left the first two with just normally free agency.
Well, and then, right. But he's asked for, this would be, yeah, I guess that's true.
He's asked for trades from Brooklyn twice. They didn't get it, give him it the first time. Then he asked for it again. Then they sent them to Phoenix.
Yeah, and now he's going to ask for a trade. And you know why? So, you know, the idea about Booker. So on Twitch, I was answering this question. What you don't do is just keep collecting players. That's what you don't do. The idea of, well, just in any way necessary of getting a Devin Booker here, like, well, with Jalen Green still on the team? Hey, whatever it is, you know, everyone's better. No, they added a collection of players. They've got, is Devin Booker a good player? Yes. Is Bradley Beal a good player? Yes. Is Kevin Durant a good player? Yes. Are they a good team? No. It's not about the players you get. It's about having the right collection of talent and guys who slot into certain spots on the team. It's important to have pecking orders. It's important to have everyone know their role and play their role. And this team feels like a talented team, but it feels incomplete. Like the right guys, there's one or two things missing from this team. Maybe it can be taken care of in the draft. I think it has to be taken care of on a trade. The Rockets have already said, what I've been saying is, you can't just keep adding young talent. They don't have enough space for guys to play. That apparently is their mode, and they want to get a player instead of worrying about draft picks, because draft picks aren't as valuable to them anymore because they think they've got core pieces. So what they're going to have to do is move one or two young players or draft picks and go get that guy. That's, I think, what we're all talking about. That's what, oh, maybe Devin Booker in the future, maybe Kevin Durant. Yeah, okay. You know, that makes sense. I personally don't believe it makes sense to move Alperen Şengün. I really don't. And the argument that, well, they went on a win streak, and then they lost 6-7. Tell the whole story. I mean, Alperen Şengün, just because it's, and guess what? The Rockets were at their very best when Jalen Green hasn't been on the court. They've had huge win streaks back when they were really terrible. When Kevin Porter Jr. wasn't on the court, when Jalen wasn't on the court, they've had those. That's irrelevant. We're talking about building a team that is going to compete with Western Conference foes for years to come. Having a talented scorer and facilitator who can take people off the dribble, face them up, or take them down low with rare moves down low. You don't find these guys. These guys don't really exist anymore. You can't move Alperen. Don't tell me about his pick and roll defense when there have been bad defensive players who've been very, very good players. And don't tell me about a championship this or a championship that when the whole team is not even configured. Frankly, it's a bit of a hindrance right now, honestly, having Fred VanVleet. While it helps you on a game by game basis, he's kind of just sitting there, and you know he's a lame duck president. He's a lame duck point guard who's sitting there, and you know he's probably 1 year because you're not going to give him that third year option. So you're sitting there with Fred VanVleet, and while he'll help you this year, it does nothing for you in years future in terms of building what you're going to have. You're extremely young. Alperen 21, Jalen 22, Tari is young still, Jabari is super young, 20 years old or 21 now. So, and then you've got Dylan Brooks, which is kind of just, he's pigeonholed. He's a very specific type of player. Fred VanVleet is a shortcut guy. Steven Adams is a one and done. So it's like there's exciting conglomerations of players, but in 2 years, this team could look drastically different again. But what I am a little concerned about, because as much as I love Jeff Van Gundy, he's the same guy that was, you know, really pushing hard to get guys like Rick Brunson in. You know, Brunson's dad, Rick, remember him? Like Van Gundy, all coaches love to get older players in. They love to get guys who are trustworthy, who defend, who are, you know, good workers and things like that. But you have to have a balance between a coach running the personnel stuff, because coaches will run personnel stuff into the ground. They really will. They do, because their whole thing is now. And a guy like Rafael Stone has to have big picture. The Rockets right now, they have talent to be a 7-year team. They really do, a 5-7 year team. You've got the potential in place to have a 5-7 year run. Your right now, your process is not like Philadelphia's process, where it's just a ton of first round picks and a bunch of them didn't pan out. And eventually you got Joel Embiid who panned out, and you're moving Ben Simmons, you're moving Fultz and all these guys. No, the Rockets have some dudes. They got some dudes, and they got a coach who really coaches defense. But that coach, you can't just let, like, Rafael's going to have his big boy pants on and not just allow Ime to push everything.
Well, you don't know who's pushing for this.
No, but I'm saying you have to be able to push against this.
It could be Tillman. It could be Patrick. It could be Rafael. It could be anybody in the organization. And pushing to win now. And being in this win now mode, I mean, listen, they overachieved last year. I was with the Brain Trust before the season started last year, and they were like, do you think 39? 39? What's 39 sound like? 39 wins. What do you think? I was like, that would be a huge jump. It would be awesome. And it was 41, and they were still disappointed because they could have had more.
Yeah,
this team threw away a lot of wins last year.
Rafael Stone, at the end of the year press conference, said they tricked off several games. Yep. He said they should have been a 46-win team.
Yep.
So if they think they're a 46-win team, which would have had them in the play-in, they think
that's always so dumb. You never acknowledge the ones you shouldn't have.
See, but
it's the same thing with bad beats. You never talk about the ones where I shouldn't have won that bet.
No, that's true. But they're, man, oh man, I just hate this, that you took a huge step. You have a process. Now, phase three, I'm not sure what phase three, bringing in a star here, I guess that's the route that you have to go. But boy, this young team gelling together with the veteran pieces that you added seems like it was a really, really, really good move.
Enormous jump. 18-win jump.
Don't
panic.
Be desperate.
I don't think one star would be the end of it.
I think they
would acquire one to attract another.
But there are so many of these stars that you don't believe in what you have.
No,
it could be George and...
No. We're not doing Paul George either.
Or a younger player who we're not thinking of.
What?
I don't know. It could, who knows?
Well, stars, the Mikal Bridges
piece. They wanted Bridges, but...
Mikal made sense.
Well, stars get upset. No, he's not a star. Get upset every 8 months. Another guy becomes available. So that would be the play.
Great. No, just bring all your disgruntled...
Well, that's a problem.
All your stars become disgruntled every 8 months. That's how the NBA
what
works.
What are we, the border?
No, but it's...
What?
Why are we have an open border here?
Are we going to have... Yes, for stars.
Yes, they will.
Yes,
wow.
For stars. But be careful. Somebody compared this to a Morey move. Like, the Kevin Durant move would be like a Morey move. And that's really true. Where Daryl would say, no, we just need to add this star.
Yeah.
We just need to add this star. And
well,
I'm
don't
with
forget,
you, John.
Rafael, that's where he grew up, under Daryl.
Yeah, no, he did. And I think they need one, but I don't think you have to tread. You are not dealing from a position. This is the same organization that wanted James back until Ime Udoka said no. So this organization concerns me at times.
This is also an organization.
Some of the decision makers worry me because that's the easiest call in the world. Don't touch James. And they wanted to. What are you saying, Del?
They also haven't made the playoffs in four seasons.
Yeah,
they're getting antsy.
Okay, making the playoffs.
They're getting antsy.
Ain't the answer. No. 9-7 is
not the goal.
Well, that's not the bar.
They don't think.
Making the playoffs ain't the bar.
They don't think, considering what happened last year. It doesn't appear they think adding a star makes them just making the playoffs. I think they feel like if they add one, they are a 4, 5, 6 type season.
I think they may be right. Honestly, but I think you need to be careful with the moves you make. I'm not against trading or adding stars, not by any stretch of imagination.
Şengün should be off limits.
But Şengün should be, because it's hard to find those guys.
It's not hard
to find a lot of the other guys that you have.
Yep.
But the whole thing is, don't panic like we're in win now mode. I don't want to hear the phrase win now. You're going to keep getting either incrementally better or take giant steps like you just did. Does anyone remember how quick the Golden State Warriors went from being non-playoff to champions?
Well, it happens
quick. Oklahoma City, it can happen really quick.
It happened quick in the sense that they got rid of a coach and then it changed things. But they were a playoff contender before they hired
Steve Kerr. The Rockets were the best playoff
Oklahoma
team
City?
This year.
What about Oklahoma City?
And it wasn't even close. We got a break. It's time to talk about HR&P. Time to talk about if your company is running as efficiently as it possibly can. And it can with HR&P. HRP is, we love HRP. They are here. You can call up here and ask Laura about HRP. HRP is a company that is going to come and do a thorough investigation of your business and tell you exactly what you need and tell you exactly how much money they can save you, because they can save you big bucks. HRP is awesome in that way. They saved us money. We loved going to, listen, we weren't going to move. We had another payroll company. We weren't going to move unless it was so such a big economic boom for us. And it was. It turned out to be awesome for us. And it's going to be awesome for your company, too. But you got to take that first step. Do you have a payroll company now? Do you have an admin company? Do you have benefits packages and your HR? And is somebody else doing that? If they're not doing it, if you feel like, wow, maybe we should take a look at this. Yes, you should, because HRP will come in and take care of business for you. HRP.net, 281-880-6525 or HRP.net.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Durant, to my knowledge, has not asked for a trade to Houston or anywhere else. Booker is fully invested in the Suns. But this move is bait. It is bait to the Suns to reconsider. And one thing I want to point out, watch what the Rockets do tonight with the number three pick. This is one of the most important moments of the draft, and in many cases this is where the draft kind of starts. If the Rockets take Donovan Clingan out of UConn, another center, which is an option for them, and now have a bunch of centers on their roster, that would potentially enable them to make Alperen Şengün, their very talented young Turkish center, available in that type of trade to dangle in front of the Suns. The Rockets are full go to improve dramatically now. Yes, they can offer this in the future, but now, and that's why they did this deal, now.
All right. We'll see what happens. You know what? That's all. Let's talk about the Astros. One game away. We're getting Schlossnagel this morning. We're getting Duranted this morning. We're getting Alpied. When we got a team that's a game away from 500, the premier organization in this
what
city.
What an accomplishment.
You mean the team that's been the seven straight?
Yeah, exactly. That's
ALCSs.
My point. That's the accomplishment.
Well, how about that? They started slow, and now they're proven to be the greatest.
He's in prime. The greatest team in Astros history. Lauding this
great franchise for getting back to 500 in late June. Let's applaud.
You are a certified op today.
You are, without question. No.
Without question. Oh, this is God. Some of your finest work.
If you want to talk about Hunter Brown and how great he is, great. You want to talk about the hot streak they're on, great. But, oh, look, they're a game under 500 in late June. Congratulations, Astros, for finally showing up to the party. Thank you very much.
We stumbled at the beginning. You don't love redemption stories?
It's not redemption.
Yes, it is.
Playing up to your capabilities isn't redemption.
No. The injuries that they've had to put up with. Okay. It's never, ever. No one has ever gone through what the Astros have
gone through. Is this your version of Schlossnagel? Like, the Astros overcame these injuries like he left his family?
Yeah. Okay. Look at how many guys had to leave their family to come here and play for the Astros. And now they're winning. Or on the verge of being a 500 team.
What a statement. On June 26th.
That's right.
I want to ask you guys a question. So the Aggies lost their head coach to Texas in probably the worst fashion possible. Right after national. And you lose them to Texas. And we know how that whole thing goes. What's the worst, what's the most devastating turn of events that you can think of in the history of anything? Like, is there one for... in the movies, I would say when I was young, when I was very young, I saw this. I had this happen to me. Junkyard Dog and Hacksaw Butch Reed were very good friends, obviously, the wrestlers in Mid-South Wrestling. And I can pop your neck. John's trying to do his neck. I've watched a lot of chiropractor videos where they pop.
I don't.
Let me do something.
Keep that man away from you.
I've watched videos where if I grab it on the side and just go,
that's not
pull it real hard, it'll pop a lot.
That's not comforting.
Anyway, Hacksaw Butch Reed was there with Junkyard Dog, and then Junkyard Dog it looked like they were going to be friends, or that they were going to be friends forever. And then Hacksaw Butch Reed clocked him from behind and then ended up putting yellow paint, a yellow stripe down his back. He got yellow paint, put yellow paint down his back.
Hmm.
And I was like, that's got to be how the Aggies feel. You think that you've got your coach, and then before you know it, he's, you know, doing stuff like that, like Hacksaw Butch Reed did to Junkyard Dog.
I would say for people who didn't read the books, when they thought, yeah, Ned's made some mistakes, he's too forthright, he's going to get sent to the wall. He'll live out his life in the North. Then Joffrey's like, excuse me, off with your head.
Yeah.
That is.
I mean, yeah, that's the turn of events.
Yeah.
Where have you had something good, something that great turn that poor? But have you seen it in sports?
When Jaime and Cersei were in the tower, okay, no. Something and good, and then that shoved, little kid came
they
along.
Bran out of a window.
And he had to go.
I mean, the Red Wedding's not great either.
No, the Red Wedding.
Yeah,
was
that's
the
a little turn, but were they great?
The Freys and the Starks weren't friends, but they thought they had an agreement, and that it was going to help them win the war until Walder Frey was like, wait a minute, you chose this woman over one of my daughters, so you got to die.
Johnny Damon from Red Sox to Yankees.
Oh, now you're going to real life.
Well, I'm going to sports. It happened to sports. Johnny Damon from Red Sox to Yankees has to be one.
Well, so did Boggs. Yeah. There's been a lot of intermingling.
Have we had one here in Houston? It wasn't Vince's fault, but Vince going to the Tennessee Titans.
I mean, Andre played for two other AOC South teams.
Andre was... He played with the Titans?
Yes.
My God, I don't even... Do you remember Andre Johnson playing for the Titans?
No. But that wasn't devastating. He was at the end of his career.
Basketball, were you think something? Oh, Shaq leaving Orlando for the Lakers?
That's pretty obvious, though, isn't it?
Well, that's what...
That's what Longhorns are saying, too. He left Aggies for the long run.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You think you've got your guy, and you've got. Remember, they were just with Penny Hardaway and Shaq and Nick Anderson and Dennis Scott. They had this mega team that was going to be great for years, and before you knew it,
we swept.
Boom, he's out of there.
Great move by Shaq. Great move by.
I can find a lot of those things. Let me see if anyone else.
I got one devastating turn of events, at least for some people, on a Friday. Lance Zierlein was a 1560 employee. On a Monday, he was a 790 employee.
It didn't work that way. It was the
John.
It was the former.
It kind of worked that way.
Yeah, on a Friday, you were here.
Bye.
On a Monday, you were there.
We don't have to talk about that.
You brought it up.
We're not using. We're not eligible for this. We're not eligible for this game.
I thought Friday was just a normal day.
Yeah.
That's not how that went.
It went that way for me.
Kind of was.
That's not how that went.
I didn't know.
Yeah, it kind of was.
That's not, you guys are lying.
Right. No, we're not. I mean, we don't care anymore, but that was how it happened.
Like, ooh, it's wow, not... Lance is gone.
Yeah.
Anybody see him?
Look at that. He was, all of a sudden, you're on the A-team or whatever the hell you call that show.
I remember going to the Texans. It was not the A-team. I remember
the big show. No, the big show, whatever you guys called that show.
And I remember going to Texans practice and... I got the radio on, and you guys were doing a, man, Lance is gone. Give us your best, Lance. And I was like, I feel uncomfortable. I'm going to turn this off. I'm not listening to this.
All right.
I'm not listening to this. No, give us other things other than me, though. Mm-hmm. What do you guys have anything? There's got
to
be a lot more.
You love to bring yourself into these things.
Yeah, I thought you
No, we're not doing this.
You don't like
no.
making things about yourself anymore?
Yeah. You always like to make
No. Yeah. When something goes from good to absolutely terrible, it has to be somebody losing their wife to their best friend. Or something like that. That has to be the
worst. According to Art, something happened to him today. Brooke Taylor's leaving ABC 13.
Yeah, she is.
To go take a job with Fox News out of Dallas.
Yes, but she's working Fox National.
That's what I mean. Fox National, out of Dallas.
Yeah,
that's an upgrade. Is going from the Aggies baseball team, the Longhorns baseball team, an upgrade? They just made it to the College World Series. Is that an upgrade?
Yeah. I think.
Are you talking about?
I was just giving you a chance to bury yourself.
Are you talking about
why is
living? Where you're living and all that stuff?
Well, it's your decision
how you want to interpret this.
How many national championships? The Longhorns program is one of the greatest in college baseball. It's tennis. It's USC, Texas, Alabama, Tennessee. I mean, it's one of the great, it's one of the top five programs.
Have you ever had a ring dinger on your neck?
What's that?
Well, you lay down and then they put, like, you have to keep your body really still and they put like a towel around your neck and then you pull up real hard to decompress the, it's called a ring dinger.
You know, the Longhorns baseball team hasn't won a title since, well, the same, right before the same year that the Longhorns football team won.
Everybody I talk to
2005.
Says, well, everybody I talk to a man about this says, or to a woman, will say, it's Austin versus College Station. That's the only choice you make.
Yeah.
Well, not always, and not everybody wants to live in Austin.
We had a caller say,
how many people want to live in College Station?
See, but that's what it always gets back to.
Look at you. Look what you're doing.
Well, I mean,
somebody yesterday goes, well, I mean, look, Billy Gillespie, he had to get out of there. Schlossnagel or whatever is getting out of there.
Yeah. You need to get out of here with Maestro DeBell.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing. If you don't like College Station, get yourself some Maestro DeBell. Whatever. Okay. You can make that
work.
It makes
everywhere better.
It makes everywhere better. It makes everything better. A nice sip of Maestro DeBell, whether it's chilled or room temperature, or is that how you drink it? I found some. So my favorite thing to do is take any kind of ingredients you like. You can say, man, you know, it'd be good. Like, I've got this. Oh, man, there was a plum liqueur that I had somewhere. I thought, man, this is terrific. It was in a cocktail and an apricot liqueur, which really for summer cocktails made it great. You can just take ingredients like that and put them with tequila, right? And then Google it. And then you'll find recipes. Go look for recipes that you really like or that have high ratings. But make sure that tequila is Maestro DeBell. The silver works great for all of your margaritas or all your cocktails. The smoked silver gives it the smoky flavor. But if you're sipping, I highly recommend the Reposado or the Añejo, although the Reposado goes great with a lot of cocktails as well. And the Cristalino, which has a delicious, slightly sweet finish at the very end. A lot of different types of tequilas, and they're all top shelf with very reasonable prices. It's Maestro DeBell. Wherever fine liquors are sold, Maestro DeBell.
ESPN 97.5.
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
Hey guys, Lance Erline here. Don't wait till summer. Make your home more energy efficient right now with windows from Allstate Windows and Siding. They're built for Texas tough weather. They can sustain heat, rain, wind, hail, and they're great at reducing outdoor noise, enhancing the appearance of your home, and limiting the amount of energy that you have to spend. Yes, they can improve your energy efficiency up to 40%. Right now, when you call 832-204-1936, you get 30% off your windows. Call for your free estimate, 832-204-1936.
He did this, and he's telling us in our ear, get us back on time, okay? And he did this. He did. You play Brian Windhorst talking about...
This is 2 minutes.
Kevin Durant.
We have 2 minutes.
We got a 3 minute segment here now because
I got a 9+ minute ASMR chiropractic adjustment compilation.
No.
All neck cracks.
Showing me neck cracks for this whole break. Like, I don't want to see other people's necks cracked. I might mine.
You know, there's an industry for this for chiropractors. Stop playing the sound. The chiropractors to get attractive women to do it. Ooh, my views are so high.
I tried to tell John. Yeah, see, this is what.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Wow. Oh, no, I was telling John that. He goes, he saw one. He goes, oh, she's good looking. I said, oh, John, this is a whole thing. Compilation, because there's something about seeing people get their necks and backs popped. I don't know. For some reason, it's satisfying, whatever the case may be. Some of these have the hottest girls.
Yeah.
And they know exactly what they're doing.
They're in a workout gear.
They're wearing this. Yeah. They're wearing, what is it, halter tops?
Like a something you work out in.
Yoga pants. Yeah. They're wearing yoga pants. And then he gets them and he turns them on their side. And here, lift your leg real high here. And we're going to get this. And I'm just like, I know exactly what you're doing. And then I roll to the next one. And I just keep hitting, oh, well, now that I'm in this, I've been in that rabbit hole for a 2-hour rabbit hole before. And I started realizing, wait a minute, why does he have this good looking Asian girl on here? hold on a second. Here's a blonde. I don't see anybody that looks like me. See. I don't see a guy who looks like a pipe fitter. Well, I just see.
No one wants to
see
that.
See a bunch of influencers.
I don't even notice if there's a good-looking girl on there.
We're not doing this again. Okay. I can promise you that.
I never even noticed.
You got a long-time listener mad at us with your monkey business yesterday.
Got an email and all.
Got an email about our I want to apologize for our Caitlin Clark segment yesterday. All right.
Just say it, that's fine.
That's all. I just want to apologize for that. But then right when you sent me that email that guy sent, one of our other buddies, hey, that segment with Caitlin Clark was
so great. I have no doubt about our buddies. No doubt our buddies are laughing. I knew what you were getting at. It's just not, you know.
I'm proud of her. She's very, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, we heard it. Yeah, we heard it yesterday. It's fine. We get it. We get that you're proud.
I'm proud of Caitlin. She's awesome.
You're a proud
boy. She's an awesome
Understood.
Boy.
Very proud boy.
I'm not a proud boy.
You're a very proud boy?
No, I'm not a proud boy. Well, what is Donovan Clingan talking about here? I'm possibly playing with Victor Wembanyama.
Yes, there's a thought that the Spurs may trade up, or still at the fourth pick, maybe take him at four.
I'm telling you why it's not. Here's why it's not a dumb move.
If he's sitting there,
I was.
Oh yeah.
If the Rockets should, they're not.
I was here in Houston.
See, all of this stuff now is just leading toward this third pick not even being here.
Yeah, I think it's going
to
be dealt.
There's a thought that they're still trying to move that pick too. Yeah.
Donovan Clingan if he is drafted, it could be for another team. 100%, because apparently. Because he is a legitimate shot blocker, he's 7'6". This is why it makes a lot of sense for the Spurs, because Wembanyama can step out. Wembanyama is not a true down low post player. You got a legitimate shot blocker to go with him, so you got two shot blockers. But he can now handle some of the guys that you don't want to put Wembanyama on. Like Wembanyama can actually, he's better guarding a stretch four in some regards. Now, do you want to take him away from a rim? I mean, you don't love it, but at the same time, if you got somebody who can handle the bullies. And he's not a big physical guy, but he's a shot blocker. He's a shot intimidator with a 7'6" wingspan. He can run and dunk near the rim. Like, you have a big next to Wembanyama. It actually, that Twin Towers makes as much, it actually makes, frankly, more sense than when they had Dream and Ralph Sampson here, the original Twin Towers. But that's why I don't think it's that crazy. But apparently, in some of the stuff I've been reading from draft experts, there are some late interest developing in Donovan Clingan. So you could potentially see the Rockets draft him for another player. Do you think the Rockets do? Okay, Jamal Shedd is going to be a second-round pick. By everything I'm reading says second-round pick, somewhere between, you know, mid-40s to early 60s is probably the range. That's just something I'm throwing out there separately. But do you think the Rockets are involved in any type of trade today?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to say the odds of no. No is like minus 600. Yes would be like plus 350. You would say yes?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying yes, absolutely. Absolutely, the Rockets are going to be involved.
By the
way, they didn't do all of this stuff yesterday for nothing.
The second round is Thursday, so if that's part of your...
It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, if that's part of your odds, the second round doesn't begin until Thursday.
No, I just mean round one.
I think this third pick, well... If the third pick is Clingan and it leads to Alpi being gone, I think it's a sad day for Houston. That's all I think. 713-780-3776 is the number. I want to talk about Artisan Grange. I want to talk about Canstead and Dublin. I want to talk about a deal that we have never seen before, $11.25 for five canisters. Each canister has, I don't know, what is it, 20, 30 packets. And if you're looking for a bargain, this is it. If you're looking for flavor with the wintergreen or the citrus or the tobacco flavor, no tobacco, but tobacco flavor, all of the different flavors that you are used to, that you enjoy while you're dipping, well, here is the alternative. Hemp in a pouch made of hemp with CBD oil at $11.25 for five canisters. Are you kidding me? What? You need the Canstead or the Dew Blend. Get there now at 975dip.com. You got CBD, you've got hemp, you've got a way for you to get out of this dip and do it safely and do it with the same flavor that you like and the same sensation you like, all at 975dip.com. $11.25. You're never going to find a deal like this again. 975dip.com. LeaguesCup.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Get ready. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is almost here. It's Black Friday in July, and it's coming your way. For 5 days only, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping on everything. Yes, everything right to your door. So mark your calendars. Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale starts July 24th. Shop everything home at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Wayfair's Black Friday in July sale is almost here. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Plus amazing doorbuster deals and free shipping site-wide. Shop the sale at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.